So it was back on September 24th of 2022 when this radio traffic came over a Phoenix police frequency.
They have a male actively throwing rocks at them at 19th Avenue and Tucky.
19th Avenue and Tucky Lane. That's near 19th and Glendale Avenues, where a man was throwing rocks at patrol vehicles. And this incident would end with that man, 34-year-old Ali Osman, being shot to death by Phoenix police officer Jesse Johnson. It's a fatal shooting that Johnson has now been fired for by the Phoenix Police Department after interim Phoenix Police Chief Michael Sullivan determined that Officer Jesse Johnson was, quote, out of policy during the shooting. Officers, including Johnson, pulled over their cars where they were struck by rocks and witnessed Osman throwing the objects, the heaviest of which weighed about a pound, I should say. And video shows Osman being shot after continuing to throw rocks at the police, including one that hit an officer in the shin. Both of the patrol cars were damaged. And after that shooting, an officer told investigators that the rocks were the size of baseballs or bigger. Rocks that were collected from the intersection during the investigation ranged between 2.9 and 19.8 ounces. This decision was not made lightly, but was done after careful consideration of all of the facts, the department said in a statement. Phoenix Police Department must hold its employees to the highest standards, conduct, and accountability. Last year, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell cleared officers of criminal wrongdoing in this shooting and did not charge the officers. By the way, there was one other officer who shot at Osman. We are not sure what his case is going to be like, whether he's up, he's being investigated by the department and may be fired by them. All we know about is Officer Jesse Johnson so far. Now, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell told our TV partners at ABC 15 yesterday that, quote, the administrative investigation by the Phoenix Police Department was concerning whether the officer violated department policy. The criminal case reviewed by my office, once again, Rachel Mitchell talking here, involves whether we could prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a unanimous jury that a crime was committed. Those are two very different considerations. Quasi Smith is the attorney for the Osman family, and he says this shows that Phoenix police is trying to do better after there's been a lot of allegations that they have used excessive amounts of force in the past.
And it's nothing personal against that officer, not a judgment on his character. It's his conduct for that particular day. It goes to show that Phoenix Police Department and the city of Phoenix are making some honest efforts to improve the relationship between the police officers and the citizens. And that should be commended.
By the way, this officer will have an opportunity to go back to the Civil Service Board and may actually be reinstated. That has happened in the past. PLEA, the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, said, first and foremost, any loss of life to a community member during a police contact is tragic, and our officers try to avoid those responses at all costs. But it is unfair to hold one half of the interaction 100% responsible for the outcome. And they are saying that they're going to try and get this officer reinstated. They said they have never experienced a police chief take a victory lap by announcing the termination of a police officer, especially when the officer has not been served his final discipline notice and his due process rights have not been exhausted. And they said this because they said they became aware of his firing through a media advisory that was sent out. They weren't contacted. And I guess the officer, they're saying, might not have been contacted in advance of this announcement.